Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
And here we go. Hour number two of The Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, the show is uploaded moments after we go off air. That is the podcast, by the way. Podcast uploaded moments after the show goes off the air. And we got the Periscopes running live right now on the Facebook and Twitter accounts in case you want to go check out the video version of the show here today. We also have the website, fanrunradio.com. Guys, I know with the baseball game coming up this weekend, our own Logan Quinton is going to have a must-read preview. This has been one of my favorite things to get into during the baseball season so far for Tennessee. This has been some really great stuff he brings at the end of each work week, getting you ready for whatever weekend series is coming up next. So be on the lookout for that, and make sure to be on the lookout for Logan joining us on the show tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour as we get ready for this Tennessee Vanderbilt series. Going to be massive, massive. And go ahead and download the Fan Run Radio app. It's free to download on your App Store, Apple, Google, whatever it is. Go ahead and download it so you can take the show, take the station, wherever you are headed throughout the day, each and every day.
Have you seen the prices of the tickets on the secondary market?
300 to 500 or even more.
Not since like 2 days ago when we talked about it, and I imagine they've even gone up more.
Yeah, so right field, row 9, $278 a piece.
Oh, my God.
And then there's
how about a $600 date night to the baseball stadium?
And then right field section 4, I get, or it says RF4, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Row 6, $500
a piece. All right, well, the $600 date seems weak now. If you really want to impress your lady, you go for the $1,000 date night to Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Do you know that if you would have bought tickets at the beginning of the season, I think you could have bought a whole season's worth of tickets for $300, I think is what the price was.
Could you imagine turning around selling those things?
Why didn't we invest? It could have been $100 easy from all of us, all three of us right here. Could have done it. Could have invested.
We'd have made our money back just for this one weekend series.
Oh my God, we would have doubled our investment money just in this one weekend series. We would have quadrupled it. We would have doubled our money per day. Sooner or later, somebody's going to invent a time machine. Don't know if it's going to make life better or worse for the mass, but I want it for moments like this.
Time machine.
Tima McKean. Gentlemen, got a couple of recruits who have landed at the University of Tennessee. Got four in particular to talk about from the last couple of days. What do you say we mix? We mix here and we do a little bit of an opening drive with these recruits. How about that?
Let's do it.
How about that? All right. So again, like we said, Tennessee got four big recruits, two football, two basketball. Over the last couple days, we'll give you a little bit of information on each one of them.
Some are big.
Yeah, okay.
The basketball are big.
You can certainly let me know what you think. Would you rather start with football or basketball?
Let's start with football, and we'll work our way up to basketball.
Okay, I like it. All right. So Tennessee and Josh Heupel have landed their first commitments of the 2022 football class. Brandon, a three-star linebacker in Elijah Herring has committed to the University of Tennessee.
Well, it's about time. You've just been on the job for, I don't know, what, 3 months? And you got your first commitment.
Hey, well,
congrats.
Although, maybe an honorable mention. Remember the one lineman that Glenn was able to lock down at the end of last class? Honorable mention, that guy is also one of the first. I feel like he literally committed today. Wait, I remember he had posted about some meeting with Glenn Ellerbe before they even were announced officially at Tennessee. That was kind of wild.
Don't, if you're looking at his offer list, it's not.
No. Don't do that.
It's not the greatest. Duke, Coastal Carolina, Arkansas.
They're on the rise.
And the Fighting Herms, along with your Tennessee Volunteers.
Brandon, don't look there.
In the mix for Elijah Herring.
No, go a couple columns over. What stands out to me, because again, the three-star linebacker are going to be the start of the class, but what stands out to me is they already have Brian Jean Mary, Tim Banks on the scene. Look, gotta have linebackers.
Well, I would hope that you could win a three-star linebacker over the likes of Arizona State, Arkansas, Coastal Carolina, and Duke.
Don't be talking about Herm like that. Not in my presence.
That's true.
I mean, you know, I'm on the Herm train too. I love Herm, but we should be able to beat out Herm for a linebacker.
That's very true.
Chance, how close were you to Riverdale High School?
Riverdale?
That's a TV show.
Riverdale's in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, I was about to say that's in Murfreesboro.
That is where Elijah Herring.
Hour and half.
Okay, so pretty close. So that's where Elijah Herring is at school right now. Again, so Brandon, to even go along with that, yeah, you better have locked down an in-state guy, right? It hopefully shouldn't have been too hard to get him to come to Tennessee. But either way, that is the first. Maybe we'll go down as historic. Who knows? Second down, you got another football recruit. Let's see. So the Herring was on, I believe yesterday?
Yes.
And then Vincent Sneed, the defensive end, who was just committed to Tennessee, was yesterday?
Today.
This morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got that a little mixed up. All right, so Tennessee got another recruit just this morning, the second committed to the 2022 class, and a defensive end, Vincent Sneed, 6'6", 251-pound defensive end. He is from Florida, and he announced this morning that he was ready to make his decision and that it would be the Tennessee Volunteers. Three-star defensive end.
What are his other offers?
You ready for this, Chance?
Give me some good ones.
Oh, I got to figure out how to spin this.
Yeah, you know it's not good. Coastal Carolina seems to be a common theme.
Hey, we liked the head coach, though. Right, going after good talent. Hey, if Jamie Chadwell was your coach here, you'd still probably be getting this guy.
Nope.
He's got a good point there.
Yes, you would.
He's got a good point there.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Tom Allen is top 10 team. Yeah, top 10 team last year.
We're trying hard here.
Tom Allen is one of the up and coming coaches. I know he's an older guy, but he had top 10 team. Former Tennessee quarterback, Michael Penix.
Florida Atlantic.
Oh, yeah. Willie Taggart.
That's passed.
Well, now they have Willie Taggart. Oh. He didn't make it to Florida State.
And Buffalo.
Lance Leipold.
Go Bills. Yeah, Lance Leipold was also. No, they're the Bills.
He was in the
I
talks.
I watched him in the AFC last year. I know what I'm talking about here. Lance Leipold. He was also a guy who people wanted for Tennessee's coach. So, hey, maybe you would have still
who?
Got Vincent.
Who wanted him?
Oh, don't act like he wasn't a name that was at least
floated. He was
around.
Definitely a name that
was
floated.
It was floated, but no one wanted him. Don't try to feed the people this load of crap. Come on. We're better than this.
2 3-star defensive players are the first two commitments of the Josh Heupel era in his first class in its entirety. We'll see how things go from here. But, hey, you got to start somewhere. And Tennessee is starting here with Vincent Snead and Elijah Herring.
All right, now I'm ready. Now I'm getting excited.
Oh, now we can have a little bit of fun, huh?
Yeah, now is when we get to the heavy hitters.
Brandon, let's go to the hardwood. Quentin DeBoungy signed with Tennessee on Wednesday and will head over to Knoxville later on this summer. 6'6". He's a wing guy. He is a versatile player. Now, a little bit of a development, but man, we know what Tennessee can do with developmental players. We know what Tennessee can do with guys who have a very high level of potential. Long guys can really play multiple aspects on the court, whether it's defensively, whether it can provide you with a little bit of an X factor on the offensive end of the court. I don't think we entirely know what he is going to look like at Tennessee, and I think that's actually a good thing, man. We haven't gotten to see a lot of him. Again, he's an international player. Originally from France. He's been playing at Monteverde Academy in Florida. Again, there's not too many scouting reports on this guy, but you know that he has one thing that Rick Barnes loves, and that's potential.
This is what Barnes had to say. Quentin is really motivated to get here and get to work. He's already fallen in love with the University of Tennessee. He's very mature in his approach because he's always played up against older competition. Quentin is a big guard who has great speed and is extremely athletic. He's got explosive lateral quickness.
Yep.
He can run and finish in transition, and he can shoot it.
He can shoot it.
Very nice. Yeah, man, that's going to be a player that, again, I don't entirely know what he's going to look like.
We've got some huge breaking news. I don't know if it's part of your fourth down, though, so I'm going to let you get it out.
Okay, we'll get through it real quick. We talked about it yesterday, and we'll get into it a little bit more later on. But yesterday, Tennessee lands a giant commitment, and I say giant talking about the height, 6'11". Center Jonas Adu, the former Marquette commit, is ranked a top 10 center on the 247 sports ranking. He comes in at number 10. He is the third ranked prospect out of North Carolina. Brandon, how long have we said it? How many times have we beat the drum? Tennessee needs a true big man, and they got it yesterday.
Well, we
and
got it.
Might not even be the only piece.
It's very cool. And Chance, hit me with the breaking news.
You want it, don't you? You know what it is.
I know exactly what it is. Because no we're talking about the big man. We just got even bigger, Rick.
We just got bigger. Tennessee basketball has added a commitment from.
Oh, shut up.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Oh, let's go.
The Elite 2022 power forward who is expected to reclassify as a 2021 prospect.
What?
6'9", 230-pound Huntley Hatfield, originally from my hometown, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Injected in my veins.
Is the number six. That's right, number six overall player in the industry-generated 247 sports composite for the 2022 class. He's the number one power forward nationally and the number one overall prospect out of Pennsylvania, where he attends Scotland campus in Scotland, PA.
Oh, my God, that is unbelievable.
Rick Barnes out here doing work.
Man, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, part of the Bobby Mays elite squad, has some Knoxville ties, reclassifies to 2021, and that's perfect, man. That is perfect.
And here's a little
bit. I had no idea that was coming. I literally just said, it might not even be the only one.
Just broke.
And it wasn't.
3 minutes ago, as Rick said the other day, quote, has a quintessential power forward body with length, strength, and density. That's from 247 Sports Director of Basketball Scouting.
Hell yeah.
Jerry Meyer, who wrote of Huntley Hatfield in Scouting Report, power-based athlete, high-level body control for a player his size, can score from all three levels. Very comfortable with the ball, has functional ball handling skills that produce buckets in scoring range, can get to the basket efficiently, loves to go left as a righty, has the ability to dominate his area as a rebounder, improving as a defender is a proper area of focus.
Oh, man. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, Jerry Meyer projects Huntley Hatfield as a future first-round pick, comparing him to New York Knicks forward and former Laker forward Julius Randle, also former Kentucky.
He was formerly went to the high school just 10 minutes away
from
me. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is massive. All right, trivia. Where does Brandon Huntley Hatfield rank?
Number one.
No.
Number two.
He ranks number six nationally or seventh, right?
As far as Tennessee's all-time commits?
As far as Tennessee all-time commits. Not one or two.
Three.
Yes. Go down the list. You're going to find it shortly. That is correct. Brandon Huntley Hatfield actually jumps. Kennedy Chandler is a higher-ranked recruit in the rankings And he is now your third highest ranking recruit all time. Look, before this season, Tennessee had landed their third and fourth highest recruits of all time in Jaden Springer and Keon Johnson. Flash forward 1 year, and they get moved back two spots for two better all-time recruits. How about that for a little bit of primetime recruiting? Not only does Rick Barnes take, add in three and four on the all-time recruits for Tennessee in 1 year, he pushes them back two spots and adds a brand new three and four the very next year. I got to tell you, that gets me fired up. That gets me fired up here on what is today? I don't even know what day it is. Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
I'm fired up on a Thursday. I'll tell you that. You know, Tennessee bringing one common trait with all of these players so far that Tennessee has landed, with the exception of Kennedy Chandler, because he's a point guard. Duh. One common trait? Size. Mayshak, 6'5". DeBougie, 6'6". Powell, 6'6". Huntley Hatfield, 6'9". Adu, 6'11". We've talked about it. Tennessee needed height. You're losing a little bit of height, especially with Epons out. Things are good.
Oh, this is huge.
Things are good.
This is huge. We talked about it yesterday. There was a lot of scuttlebutt behind the scenes that it was expected that he was going to commit soon.
Chance, this has been a guy on your radar for a long time, hasn't he? I know that, granted, he's been on a lot of Tennessee fans' radar for a long time. But, you have scouted him for a while, dating back.
Well, he said, Phil was one who brought him to my attention, I would say, like months and months ago. And then, like, because he's, you know, the Clarksville ties, and yeah, start looking into him. And this dude is a big get. Like, this is when everybody thought huge. Tennessee was down and out. Like, what are they going to do? They got to revamp this roster. What does Rick Barnes does? He revamps his roster.
And, you know, I think you have to give a lot of credit to Barnes, and he has his critics, and that's fine and dandy, but, and you can criticize his success in the tournament all you want to, but I think Barnes took a lot of heat, and like you said, people were saying you got to do something about this roster. You've got to revitalize it, revamp it in some form and capacity. You go out, you get two, you have two assistants leave, you bring in two new guys, and you have brought in some outstanding talent for this next class. Again, the 2021 class, which is currently ranked eighth in the country, second in the SEC, and that's not even counting Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who is, expected to reclassify into that 2021 class, which I would imagine would put you probably in the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent point, Brandon. You're facing a lot heading into this offseason. You're coming off of one of the most disappointing seasons, I think, and especially recent Tennessee basketball history. You're talking about losing two of your assistants. You're talking about how many, you know, there's a lot of conversation around the program of, is it moving in the right direction? Has it hit a ceiling? And I think that one of the things that we were sure to say, and this to me was why I never even got close to jumping off the bandwagon, to not losing a step in my belief, is, again, because I know we've had Rick Barnes for a long time. But have we had Rick Barnes in these high-level recruiting classes for a long time? No. In reality, last year was your first prime-time recruiting class. Yeah, you can go back to Triple J, you know, a couple years ago, but that was more of the very, very, very first few steps. So you look at last year. That was the first year with Keon and Jaden. Then again, you bump up this year. Just talked about it. You took your third and fourth all-time recruits. You bumped them back two spots for a new all-time three and four. To me, I got to be honest, I'm restarting my clock a little bit with Rick Barnes. I know he's been here for a long time. I know that all those years combined have not totaled to much postseason success, but I would like to believe that maybe we're entering a new chapter of what the Rick Barnes era is at Tennessee. We were in the, hey, you know what? We're going to develop some grinded out guys, and that's what this team is going to be based on. That was the first chapter of Rick Barnes at Tennessee. Maybe there's a new one that's being written. There's a new one that is based around high-level recruits, that's based around a new type of culture that can send people to the NBA, that can send people to the higher level. I'd like to believe, and I am starting today, that this is a new chapter of the Rick Barnes era. You can talk to me all you want all you want about Tennessee's no success in the postseason the last couple years. Well, but I believe that we're entering a new phase.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can just not pay attention to the lack of success that we've had in the tournament. I think that still plays a little bit into it. I don't think you can ignore it completely, but I do agree that I mean, this is why you brought Barnes here, right? I mean, for the recruiting prowess, and it's finally starting to pay off, and I don't think they're done as far as you still got, I think, three more spots that you can work with if you're Barnes and this staff. And Hanji Tamba.
Oh, yeah.
7 foot, 215 out of Knox Catholic. I would expect him to, I've heard he's likely to commit soon.
And likely to do the same thing. Likely to reclassify as well for the 2021
man,
year.
I wonder how much people want to play with and the then you top go point guard in the country.
You go from no 7 foot. Well, is Uro 7 foot?
Yeah, he is.
You go from 1 7-footer to
another
three.
Seven-footer. Yeah, close.
Almost three.
Almost three. I mean, you got Adu is 6'9". Right.
No,
Adu's 6'11".
Huntley Hatfield is 6'9".
But I've heard it might even be a 6'10". Who knows?
Be listed as 6'10" on the program. Not looking good for guys like Kumwah.
Some of those guys going to get bumped down the chart a little bit, but hey.
It's just unfortunate.
No, it happens. I'm just saying, like, you're going to see some of these guys probably hop in the transfer portal with the writing on the wall.
Chance, you mentioned the coveted words, transfer portal. Who knows? Tennessee might not be done. Brand just talked about it. He still might even have spots to fill. We're waiting to hear from John Fulkerson still, although, man, John Fulkerson, for a guy that loves Tennessee, for a guy that loves the college basketball, we know that, oh, come on, man, like, this is it. This is what you've been waiting for. This is the team. Who knows? Maybe Mac McClung Tower.
So you
could still be a guy in the transfer portal
that
Barnes could go after.
Huntley Hatfield, Fulkerson,
James,
Triple J,
Chandler,
Victor Bailey Jr., and Chandler.
Starting five. And like we had talked about yesterday, you really like Huntley Hatfield because, again, as much as you love Adu, you do think that he is a little bit more of a developmental project.
He's day one starter.
Yeah.
He's like Kenny Chandler. He's day one starter.
Yeah, so you don't have to basically put Adu in a position to start from day one. You can roll with Huntley Hatfield. He's probably the more developed guy, right? You know, especially to pair right there with John Fulkerson. And then you have a ridiculously strong 6'11" guy coming off the bench, at least for those first few parts in the season. Who the hell knows where this lineup could end up? You got some, man, the ceiling is glass right now. Definitely able to shatter it.
The ceiling is the roof.
Chance. I believe that
I had to. He left it open. The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
MJ.
All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz. If you want to join the show today, we would love to hear from you, especially with the big breaking news that 5-star Brandon Huntley Hatfield is now a committed Tennessee Volunteer. If you want to come and talk about the news, we'd love to hear from you. 865-546-8200. Hey, let's celebrate here on a Thursday, maybe even start the weekend a little bit early. Chance Collins has left the building, sad to say. Breaks my heart to tell you that. Yeah, he's on his way to an appointment, no big deal. Just got some routine things to take care of. But until then, Brandon, my friend, it's me and you for the final 30 minutes. But I got to, let me tell you, I don't know. Well, I do know, of course. It's on our prep sheet. I know what we had to talk about the rest of the day. Throw it out the window. Doesn't matter. I am fired up about this basketball team, about where it's going. I want to get into all of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, after a very disappointing end to this past season and I don't know, maybe the I don't want to say squandered talent, mm-hmm. but it was extremely disappointing the way that they went out. And then you've got a lot of turnover on the staff, on the roster. And then to come back, and we're what? Maybe a month removed from the season being over.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got an entirely new staff, and you are, I mean, you're lighting it up on the recruiting trail right now with, and you just added two huge
massive
guys. We go from having very little post presence to having Adu, who is 6'11", 7 foot, and then you add a top 10 player in the country in Brandon Hunley Hatfield, and then Quentin DeBoungie as well. I mean, things are looking pretty good right now for Rick Barnes.
It still astonishes me. Man, for all the praise that we have rightfully so given to Kennedy Chandler, talking about how he truly is the best Tennessee basketball commit of this generation, and he is a generational player that others will absolutely want to play with. For every good thing we've said about Kennedy Chandler, Brandon Huntley Hatfield is still maybe even a notch better. Again, instead of being the number two ranked player at his position, number one power forward in the nation. It's an incredible pickup for Rick Barnes and company. But Brandon, I want to do this real quick, and this is probably easiest, honestly, when it's a smaller show, when it's just you and I. But let's kind of, I don't know, let's kind of just walk through the rotation a little bit. Because I know we've been giving out a little bit of our projected starting lineups, but I'm even trying to just think about, okay, who are our main players coming off the bench? So let's start with this. Let's start with what we believe our projected lineup of Kennedy Chandler, Victor Bailey Jr., Triple J, John Fulkerson, and Brandon Huntley Hatfield. So right off the bench with good minutes, you're thinking Santiago Vescovi. You're thinking Powell, certainly. Because I'm assuming Mayshak. Right there that Powell gets his transfer. Yeah, Mayshak. It's going to be an interesting one.
Boundary.
Obviously, Mayshak isn't he isn't negatively affected. And nobody's negatively affected by these guys coming in, except maybe guys getting pushed down the chart. So they're not in his position. But again, I wonder if maybe that even gives him more of an opportunity to just kind of take a little bit of a backseat role. Right? Maybe one of these guys who doesn't have to have a spotlight to thrive in, because ultimately you are one of the, I guess, just, I don't know, man, because of how highly recruited highly talented these other guys are, you're kind of at the bottom of the draft class, in a really good draft class. So I wonder what his production is going to be like next year. I'm really excited to see what it's going to be. And I don't think he's a one and done, so we got a future with him as well. All right, so Mayshak, and then who else did you say?
That was the only one that I had mentioned.
I think you said one more after that. Obviously, Adu, you got him.
Oh, and again, DeBoungie.
DeBoungie and Adu. Again, we like Adu because you don't necessarily have to put him in a position to start when I think right now our early speculation is you believe that a little bit of time could be beneficial for him on the bench. One of the main scouting reports that's coming out about him, Jonas Adu, is that he does need to put on a little bit of strength, a little bit of muscle, but hey, what better time to do that than the time in between high school and college and right there at the beginning of your college career? So I'm not worried about that at all, but again, it's really nice to have him not only be able to come off the bench to follow, but also get to learn and kind of the footsteps of a guy in his class and Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who just committed to Tennessee. And even looking at that bench right there, that's not a lot of carryover. I mean, with those names right there, with those five, you have one returning guy who you're pretty much looking at as the majority of your bench rotation. Now, of course, we can talk about guys like Kamwa. What is his role going to be? I think he's probably going to have to... Would you say that Kamwa might certainly have heightened minutes going into next year a little bit, just knowing that he is one of the experienced returning players, but as some of these other guys really get worked into the rotation, I think he's going to be one of the guys that has to maybe fight really hard to keep a strong minute cycle for Barnes's team.
Yeah. I mean, if he's having trouble getting on the floor over John Fulkerson and Eve Pons, I mean, and granted, I mean, we've not seen these guys play a second. Mm-hmm. But based off of their potential and what we expect,
yeah,
I just think it's going to be really hard for him to see the floor.
Yeah, he's going to have to fight for each thing he has. But you think about last year, and even with what was a very talented team, but still carried by players who are no longer with the team anymore, you think about opportunities for last year's guys to really kind of step up and assert themselves as a leader going into next year, where you do have more talent collectively on the roster. You think about guys like Kamwa, or, you know, Kamwa in one direction, but maybe Viscovi in the other. I thought Viscovi did some good things last year, and who knows? He certainly has a chance to still be on the starting lineup, I absolutely think, going into next year. But, man, you got some exciting days coming up ahead for Tennessee.
It's exciting, but let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. I know it's a very exciting time, and I don't want to be the guy that brings everything down. But I mean, let's be realistic here. These guys are coming out of high school. Brandon Hunley Hatfield is still a junior in high school. Still has to reclassify. Granted, very talented and very high ceiling. But these guys have not played a second of college basketball. And let's not overhype like we did last year. And granted, I think some of that falls on the team for not meeting expectations. But also, I think we might have overhyped the team just a little bit. But I'm very excited for the future. Very excited for next year and the way that recruiting is going. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, you do make a good point. If you're a Tennessee fan, typically some of your happiest moments come in the recruiting season. You know, like, honestly, some of our Super Bowl moments are in the recruiting season. You go back to two of the most happiest times in Tennessee sports the last, you know, year or so. Or it was that football recruiting stretch last summer. Recruiting stretch right now. So certainly this is it's an easy thing to get excited about for Tennessee fans. You do it all the time.
It's exciting, but you can't get too excited about it because they're high school kids. They've not played in college yet.
Well, and
it's the potential is exciting, but let's just slow it just a little bit. Wait till they get on campus. Let's see what they can do. Because again, they're in high school. They've not played in college. There are guys in the SEC that they're going to be playing against that are seniors and I mean, I don't want to sound negative, and I probably do. But it's just take it easy. It's great. It's very exciting. Very exciting that we're recruiting at the level that we are right now. But let's not get the cart ahead of the horse.
I see what you're saying. I am kind of waving my sheepish flag right now over here across the table. I got to admit. But granted,
From last year?
Okay, if you're going to approach
the conversation. Did we not learn from the football recruiting?
Look, I will be good comp in this situation. If you want to be excited about it, if you want to, you know, set fireworks off in the streets, be my guest, but do it in a smart way, right? Don't get the people riled up and just tell them we're going to be in the national championship. Give them some background information. Let them know, hey, well, you're excited about this team because the positions fill in so much better than they did last year. You're excited about this team maybe because you're not in a COVID season.
You're getting the players. Barnes is getting the players that you need to be successful and have a high level program. It started started 2 years ago when you get Triple J, then you get Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer.
Uh-huh.
And now you're seeing it kind of translate Kennedy Chandler, Brandon Hunley Hatfield, and now you're getting the pieces. Now go win. Go win.
There is no better way to say it. In a city that is desperate for wins, on a campus that is desperate for wins, you see what winning does here at the University of Tennessee. Just look right over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Said it perfectly, Brandon. All you got to do now, go out there and win. Hey, we'll take a quick break right here, jump back on the other side. Hey, we still got our phone lines wide open, though. If you want to get in with Brandon and I, give us a call, 865-546-8200. We'll see what else we can get into. But, man, this is some exciting news right here on a Thursday morning. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, here we go back here on the Blitz. Big day. Big day. And when I say big, I'm referring to the height of Tennessee's last two recruits. 6'11", 6'9", Jonas Adu and Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Not too bad. Not too bad as Huntley Hatfield commits to Tennessee within the last half hour. Amazing, amazing stuff for Rick Barnes and the Tennessee squad. But, hey, I want to shift gears real quick. We only have a couple more minutes left of this segment before we get into closing out the show. And Brandon, this is a question I've had on my own mind for you for a minute now. But we like to talk about this on the show, so hey, what better time? As far as TV and movie, TV and film, what are you watching and what is on your radar? You saw Godzilla versus Kong.
I did.
Good or bad?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Big Hoss monster fight.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it was, huh?
I could have done without some of the dialogue. I could have gone.
Of the people?
Okay,
but I've heard that this is the one that's like, they took out as much human element as you possibly could, and you're still saying, you know what? Take out even more. At this point, I just want to see old beefy boys brawling it out.
Yeah, that's...
Nobody cares about the people.
I think the movie was
about... Get Eric Taylor off the screen.
The movie was about 2 hours long. I could have gone about 45 minutes of people to about an hour 15 of just the fighting.
So if they had just given you like an hour and 20 of Godzilla versus Kong with maybe a couple humans to put them in place...
Yeah.
You would have been very okay with that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still enjoyed the movie. Still.
Is that... You don't have to pay actors. Maybe that's the way that the studio should go. Just put out like 1 hour Godzilla versus Kong fight clips, but extended fight clips. You don't have to get people. You don't have to put them on set. No recording. Just do it all digitally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that in terms of film, that way. What else are you watching that's good right now? What is maybe on your radar to watch?
I've been on Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I gotta finish that.
I'm moving along. I'm nearing the end of season 3.
Oh, you're flying.
Nearing the end of season 3. Let's see. Something that's on my radar is The Americans.
Ah. I you know, that's one of the most critically acclaimed shows.
Yeah.
Anybody who has seen it talks
about
it. My
dad's been watching it. He says it's great.
Everybody who... Kerry Russell is amazing. The guy who... The name I'm blanking on. But he said it's amazing. I watched the first season, and I haven't watched the rest, but I still plan on it. I'm not going to lie. It is dark. Like, there are moments where... Not that it is anywhere close to the horror genre, but there are very tense moments that are way more than... you know, your 24 action scenes or
it's
something like that.
The Cold War, Rick.
I know. It's the Russians, the Americans. And are they spies? Are they not? Are they going to get caught? Are they going to get assassinated? Are they going to get tied up and put in the back of this trunk? Tuned in next week to find out. That's what they say. All right, let me put something else on your radar real quick before we head to segment.
All right.
And actually, this is already going to be on your radar because I already tried to put it there, but I want reaffirmment from the people. So if you agree with me here, send us a tweet. Send me and Brandon a tweet. Brandon, I'm going to fix the Game of Thrones itch that you have. I don't even know if you have it, but I do know that you have it. Before House of the Dragon comes out, we need to start watching Vikings. I've heard amazing things about Vikings. Well, you got this character named Ragnar Lothbrok, who they say could whip Jon Snow's ass easily. Easily. I am, my interest is very, very high on this Viking show. It's another one where I've seen the first season, but nothing else. So I need to go and really dive back into it.
How many seasons?
That's a good question. Maybe six? Maybe there's six right now? And it's very easy for us to watch. It's on Hulu. It's on Prime. We got it all. Okay. There.
Six seasons. How many episodes a season?
93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, I'm seeing six seasons. Let's just go to season six, where it has the episode count is 20. Oh, it looks like about 15. No, 20. 20. No, wow. Wow, 20 episodes.
Are they at like 45 minutes to an hour?
45 minutes.
That seems like a big commitment.
I know. Now I got days worth of footage to get through.
If there's 20 episodes a season, that's a big commitment. That's a big ask.
And I feel like it's not one of the shows that you can play in the background if you miss a couple of things along the way.
I feel like you
got to
really pay attention.
I still want to do this, but... It's interesting. Somebody let us
know.
We'll
see.
Somebody will tell us if it's worth it or not.
See if it's worth it. I might give the first season a go.
Okay. Okay. They got Vikings. Vikings are cool. And from everything I've heard, like this is a brutal, violent show.
Violence.
Yeah. What's the phrase? What's Cersei's phrase on violence?
I choose violence. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Nine, can't answer calls cause I'm hauling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. In 1934, Knoxville team.
Instant approval. We got instant approval on the Viking show. Two tweets sent in a span of 2 minutes. Very, very worth it. Yes, yes, yes to Vikings. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched. I think it's better than Game of Thrones. That's what the people are saying. And that makes you nervous, I can tell.
I mean, that's saying something.
That's a high bar.
I mean, granted, the last season sucked, but...
Knocked it way off.
But, I mean, the first six seasons of that show... I mean, I don't think anything can pass it, in my opinion. First six seasons, 7 and 8.
Man.
7 was okay. 8 was meh. But the first six.
I agree in the moment, but I never thought that I would have the lasting bitterness that I have. I've never rewatched it since the last season came out, and I've lacked all interest to ever go back and watch it, and it used to be my favorite show of all time. I never thought I would hold such resentment for the entire show for those last two seasons. But either way, not a lot of people feel. But maybe you don't. I don't know. All right, Brandon. We have made it, my friend. We've made it to the end of the show. Final segment. We only have a couple more minutes left. It's been a fun show so far. We've gotten through a lot of things. We talked about the transfer portal in its broad sense, as well as what does it mean for Tennessee. Talked a little bit about some of the newest recruits to the Tennessee program. Somebody says The Last Kingdom on Netflix is really good as well.
The Last Kingdom.
Look that one up for me. I want to know about that one because I have heard that it's good, but I don't know if it's as good as Vikings. We talked a little bit about the transfer portal, talked about Tennessee, talked about some of the recruits, and brought to you the breaking news from this hour of the show, and that was that 5-star number one ranked power forward in the nation, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, is expected to reclassify after he is committed to Tennessee. We've had a banger of a show today. What do you think?
It's been pretty good. I've enjoyed it. Got brought some big news to the table. It's good stuff. The Last Kingdom. Let's see. 4 seasons, 36 episodes. That's all I've got so far.
We got a rating?
I'm trying to find.
Rick Barnes is now a trending topic in the United States. Nice. How about that?
The Last Kingdom, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
8.4 on IMDb. 8.8 on TV.com.
Huh.
So, it's pretty high.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
In case you missed our, we had mentioned this earlier, but today is Jackie Robinson Day. 74 years ago, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball, an icon and a trailblazer on Jackie Robinson Day. Again, I said earlier today I couldn't wait to go watch the movie 42, but that is the bare minimum, right, of what somebody would do to appreciate what this day truly means and what it means to sports and our history and everything else that follows along. This is a fun day to celebrate a little bit of history and truly one of the most iconic figures in all of American history. There you go, Jackie Robinson Day.
Are you ready for days of the week?
I am ready for the days of the week.
I am prepared today.
New Chance Collins.
All right.
Hit me.
April 15th, National Banana Day.
Oh, can I put that on pause real quick?
Yeah.
Tennessee, number two ranked basketball recruiting class in the nation.
That
with the now that everything has gotten finalized.
With Brandon Hunley Hatfield?
Yes. And I'm going to double check on this real quick. But yes, I believe that is what I'm seeing right here. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Very cool. So number two in the country. Nice.
What'd you say, Banana Day?
National Banana Day.
Okay.
It is National Glazed Spiral Ham Day, National Rubber Eraser Day.
Okay.
National Take a Wild Guess Day.
Ooh.
It's Tax Day.
Oh.
Let's see. Get to Know Your Customers Day, National High Five Day, and National Titanic Remembrance Day, sunk this day in 1912.
Oh, my God. We could have spent a whole day on that. Ladies and gentlemen, be good out there today. Hey, have a wonderful rest of your day. Be safe out there. We'll see you back same time, same place tomorrow, 10 a.m. Talk Sports coming up next. You've been listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.